Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf in Maseches Nazir. It is the 1,134th daf in Shas. Today's daf is going to deal with the individual who has the schus that we have, and that is to come to Eretz Yisrael. And that individual also is a Nazir. If someone takes Nazirus in Chutz Laretz and then he comes to Eretz Yisrael, how does he proceed in terms of his Nazirus and the subsequent Karbanos? We will also have another Mishnah that will get involved in terms of Hilchos Eidus of Nazirus. Fascinating confluence of Hilchos Eidus of Maseches Sanhedrin and the Babus, as well as Hilchos Nazirus, and that is, what happens if Eidim disagree, contradict with each other about whether an individual took Nazirus for, say, two sets of periods of Nazirus, or he took five. That will also, like the previous discussion, be a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Then finally, on Chaf Amud Beis, we're going to begin Beis Hashem, the fourth perek of Maseches Nazir, and bring up topics that we've already discussed in the past, both earlier on in the Masechta as well as in Maseches Nedarim, and that is, what happens if an individual takes Nazirus and his friend says, me too? There are many, many different halachos about how his friend says, me too, and how that will affect the second person's Nazirus. Let's Beis Hashem begin on Yutes Amabeis, on the bottom. We will begin with the new Mishnah, about 12 lines from the bottom. Misha Nazar Nazirus Harbe. If an individual took many Nazirus, Vihishlim es Nazirasa, and he completed his Nazirus, but he was in Chutz Laretz, he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. V'achar kach bo la'aretz, and then afterwards he comes to Eretz Yisrael. Beishamei armim Nazir Shleishim Yoyim. Beishamei says he's then a Nazir for 30 days. U'bezhil armim Nazir B'tchila. Beis Hillel says that Beis Hillel is of the opinion that he needs to start from the beginning. It's not enough to do 30 days. In such a case, a person who was in the Chutz Laretz and then was Mekabel to be a Nazir and goes to Eretz Yisrael, so then what will emerge is the following. Since the Chachamim said that there is a Tumah Midrabanan on Eretz Amimim of Chutz Laretz, so then in such a case, Midrabanan, he needs to repeat his Nazirus. The Machlekes over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only about how long he needs to repeat his Nazirus, and then, at that point, he'd be able to bring his carbon. Says Beis Shammai that since the minimal Nazirus is 30 days, and this is only a Gzera Midrabanan of Tumas Amim, so then in such a case, 30 days is enough. Beis Hillel says that just like the halacha of someone who was mekabel naziris bebeis hakfaris, which is tumah d'oraisa, he needs to count the entire days of naziris, even if he kept naziris in the beis hakfaris for the entire period of time. So too over here, it's a chutz laretz midrabanan is a beis hakfaris, and therefore he needs to count a new set of naziris. It's now before Rosh Hashanah, and the Eimas Hadin surrounds us, and I don't understand why people would leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz. I understand that many of my Talmidim need to return to Chutz Laretz, and there are many significant heterim for leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz. However, if a person feels that he's going to get more of a spiritual experience in Chutz Laretz than he will in Eretz Yisrael, that to me seems quite strange. There's no way that Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, Zchuso Yogein Aleinu, would say that if a person is zelche to be in Arzenu HaKdosha, that he should leave Eretz Yisrael. As we see, it's the exact opposite in our Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about someone going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Maisa b'Ilani Amalka, Shaholach b'na l'milchama. There was a story with Ilani Amalka that her son went to war, va'amra, and she said, "Im yavla b'ni min ha'milchama, if my son returns from war, b'shalom, ehen nezira sheva shanim, I will be a nazir for 7 years. Uba b'na min ha'milchama, v'ayis nezira sheva shanim." And she was a nazira for 7 years. We mentioned in the past that Rosh Hashanah Shlita asks if a woman could be a nazir on some of his entrance bechinas. And of course it says in the pasuk, ish o isha, and now we have it in a mishnah. Somehow people don't think of women being a nazira. So she was a nazir for 7 years. B'sof shevashanim also la'aretz. Then after 7 years, she had the schus to come to Arzenu HaKadosha. V'ayruah Beisila shetei nazira od shevashanim acheras. And Beisila paskin that she should be a nazira for another 7 years. B'sof shevashanim nitmes. And at the end of 7 years, she had actually contracted tumah. So then, v'nimtza nazira esrim v'achashan. She had to do another 7 years, and she ended up being nazira for 21 years of her life. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo yis nazira ela arba esrei shana. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the history and says that it was only 14 years, and the Gemara is going to tell us what's behind the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the version that we have in our Mishnah. Analyzes our Gemara. On the bottom, Yutes on the base, 3 lines from Danim. Katani Reisha, we learned in the Reisha, Beishamay Armim Nazir, Shleishim Yoim, Ubeisil Armim Nazir Betchila. We had Machlaikis between Beishamay and Beisila, whether it was Naziris of 30 days once one comes to Eretz Yisrael, or from the Naziris counts from the beginning. Lema Bahakamifli, what's behind the Machlaikis? The Beishamay Savri, Eretz Amim Mishum Gusha Gazru Aleha. Beishamay is of the opinion that the reason why Chutz La'aretz is Exera Midrabanan is because there's Tumas Gush. In other words, that the fear is that an individual is going to come in contact with Tumah when coming in contact with the ground of Eretz Yisrael. So Beishamai, and the way the Mefarish learns, is of the opinion that Eretz Am Mishum Gusha Gazru Aleha, and therefore the Mefarish explains 2 lines from the bottom of our Amud, that is a weaker form of Tumah than the Gzeira, as understood by other opinions, that Eretz Amimim is not only Tame in terms of the ground, but even the ear, even the Avir. As we see on the top of Chaf Amid Alf, and we'll explain a little bit more, U'Beisilo Savri Mishum Avira Gazru Aleha. And Beisilo says that there is an Iser of Tumah Midrabanan even in the air. This is a classic sugya, Nun Dalet Nun Hey, in our own Masechta, we're going to discuss this. The classic nafgamina, and this appears often in Seder Taharos, is someone who travels in Eretz Amim in a Shida Tevu Migdal, in a box, maybe an airplane. And in such a case, he traverses the avir of Chutz La'aretz, but doesn't touch the ground. According to Beis Hillel, the Fi the Girsa of the Mefarish, he holds that Tumas Eretz Amim also constitutes Avira, and therefore, number one, Shida Tevu Migdal, if a person passes through the air, they'll also become Tame. And number two, for our purposes, that shows that the Tumah is more severe. And if it's more severe, Beis Hillel is of the opinion that we are more severe in terms of someone who tries to do Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz. Tumah of Chutz La'aretz is so severe that even the Avir is Metame, and therefore when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you got to redo the entire process. However, Beis Shammai disagrees, and he says that you only need to do Shloshim Yom. According to the Mefarish, that's a sign that it's a Tumah Klishta, and therefore we're more lenient. The Tosis Harash, as well as one opinion in our Tosis over here, has actually a different Girsa in our Gemara, and inverts the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, with Beis Hillel holding that it's Mishum Gush, while Beis Shammai holds Mishum Avira. However, we were Masbir the Gemara, according to the Mefarish, and according to the Girsa in front of us. Either way, the Gemara doesn't accept this on the top of Chaf Amid Alf. Loi, Dikuli Am Mishum Gusha Gazru Aleha. Everybody's going to agree that the Tumas Eretz Amim is not in the Avira, it's only in the Gush. And nevertheless, we have a Machlekes. Beis Shammai Sovrin Bistam Naziris Kenisna, that Beis Shammai says that the Gzeira of going to Eretz Yisrael and doing Naziris in Chutz La'aretz is a gzera of doing Stam Naziris. You have to redo only Stam Naziris, which is 30 days. Hillel Savi ki kenisna b'tchilas Naziris. The knas was that you need to do the entire Tchilas Naziris, and therefore one must redo the entire Naziris. Some of Farshim explain that Beis Hillel was afraid that if people are going to hear that all you have to do is 30 days, they're going to think that every time a person contradicted his Naziris, let's say they took a Naziris of 5 years, then they have to do just simply 30 days, and that's not true. They In such a case, if they become Tamei Min HaTorah, they have to do the 5 years and not 30 days. So too, even in Chutz Lars, we were Machmir for the entire period of time. We learned in our Mishnah that there was a case of Hilane Hamalka that had taken Nazirus in Chutz Lars for 7 years, then she came to Eretz Yisrael and did Nazirus for 7 years as well. The Mishnah then records the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that she did not become Tameh a third time and keep Nazirus 21 years, as the Mishnah seemed to indicate, but rather she took 14 years altogether of Nazirus in her lifetime. Now the Gemara asks the following Shaila within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. He boiluhu, mishenitmeis valiba de beis shammai. This the Rabbi Yehuda said that her Nazirus was only 14 years. Is that because when she became Tamei, they told her to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai? In other words, she only kept 14 years because when she came to Eretz Yisrael, she only kept 30 days. Odilma b'shelo nitmeis v'aliba de Beis Hillel. Or the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda was a case of history, and that is that she had not become Tamei. She only had 14 years of Nazirus because she had 7 in Chutz Lars and 7 in Eretz Yisrael. However, there was no case in which she became Tamei the 7th year. When we read the Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah a little bit more closely to the second side of the Gemara. But the Gemara is pointing out that you could read the Mishnah as saying that the reason why she kept 14 years is because she had 7 years in Chutz Lars. She had 30 days in Eretz Yisrael, because the opinion of Beis Shammai is that a person would keep 30 days if they already kept Nazirus in Chutz Laaretz. And then, she became Tamei again, and she altogether kept 14 years and 30 days. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. We learned in our Mishnah, also Laaretz Varua Beis Hillel, she came to Eretz Yisrael, and Beis Hillel told her, Shtei Nazira Ot Sheva Shonim Acheres, that she now has to keep 7 full years. That the reason why she kept 14 years was that she became Tamei and followed the opinion of Beis Shammai when she was in Eretz Yisrael 30 days and then kept 7 years. If the chronology is that she came to Eretz Yisrael and then she became Tamei, then, according to Beis Shammai, she should have kept 14 years and 30 days. So therefore, it must be that what's happening is that Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that she never became Tamei. Tanya nami yach, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shum, Rabbi Eliezer, Da Makra, Zeis Teres HaNazir, HaTayra Amr, Kinitma Biyoim, Milos, Tenlo Teres Nizirus. In a Braisa, we quoted Rabbi Yehuda as saying in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that even when it comes to Tumah, he holds that based on the pasuk Zois Teres HaNazir Biyoim Melois, that, and we made reference to this shita on Dav Vav Amud Beis, that all you have to do is do another 30 days, do a stam Nazirus. Even if a person took 7 years of Nazirus upon himself. In other words, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that not only do you do 30 days, according to Beis Shammai, even if it's 7 years when you come to Eretz Yisrael, but even in Eretz Yisrael and you become Tamei, you only do 30 days at the end. So if that would be so, then, and Rabbi Yehuda would be following the opinion of Beis Shammai, so then what would come out is she should have kept 7 years and 60 days. 30 for the Tumah of Chutz Laaretz and 30 for the Tumah at the end of the Nazirus. And the fact that that's not what the Mishnah says, but the Mishnah says 14 flat years, indicates that Rabbi Yehuda was following the opinion of Beis Hillel in terms of coming to Eretz Yisrael, that you need to do 7 full years, yet he just simply disagreed with the facts of what happened in terms of Hilonei Amalka, and she didn't become Tamei at the end. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. We learn a new Mishnah halfway through Chafam and Alf Misha, there are two groups of Edim that are testifying about the length of Nazirus that a person took upon himself. There are some who testify that he took 2. In other words, We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph that a person who takes two sets of Naziris upon themselves, so then they have 30 days of Naziris, they shave their hair, they bring Karbanos, and then they start again. The Mishnah Tezayin Amud Aleph gave us the exact calculation of how many days. So Misha Yishtei Kitei Me'id says also, Elu Me'idim Shenazer Shtayim. One set of Edim says that he took two Naziris upon himself. Elu Me'idim Shenazer Chamish. And the second set said he took five. Beishame Erim Nechlika Edus Ve'inka Naziris. Beishame says there's a contradiction amongst the Edim and there's no Naziris here because we're not sure how many he took. Beisil Emrim Yesh Bechlal Chamish Shtayim Shei Nazir Shtayim. Beisil says at the end of the day, both sets of Edim agree that there were two. The only disagreement is whether there was five. So l'chala pachos, the minimum of two, everybody agrees that you keep. At first glance, the shita of Beis Hillel seems to make more sense, and Emir Tzashem in the Gemara, we'll see a little bit more about the yisod machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. At the end of the day, all Edom agree that he took a set of two Naziris. Masis and the Lokai Tanu. The Mishnah seems to be in disagreement with the following Tanu. The Sanya Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Rabbi Yechon and Breika Oimer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon and Breika, said, Loi nechliku beisham yisrael shtei kite edim. Achas omeres shtayim, achas omeres chamesh. Yesh bechlal chamesh. Shtayim. Says Rabbi Shmuel, it's obvious that even Beis Shammai would agree that if the second group says five, everybody agreed that there were two. And certainly, we don't say Edis Matrisho, so we throw out the whole baby with the bathwater. The baby over here is the two Naziris. Everybody agrees on the two Naziris. And that's not the Machlokas. Alma Nechluku Alkas Achas. Echad Omer Shtayim Ve'echad Omer Chamesh. If there's one set of Edim, where one of the Edim say it was two and the other says five. Ah, fascinating Machlokas. Shebeshame Omer Nechluku Edusan. Do we say that one of the testimonies do not match up with the other, and therefore we throw out the whole thing? There hasn't been a uniform testimony. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. There's no edus by two people over here, because one says five, the other says two. So there hasn't been any Haggadah Eidus of two Eidim. While Beis Hillel says, well, you find the common denominator. There still is Haggadah Eidus of 2 years. So that's the machlokes. Amar Rav, hakol moedim b'monim. Everybody agrees that if the Edim counted it out, and one of them counted to five and the other counted to two, so then in such a case, even Beis Hillel agrees that there isn't a uniform Edus. The Gemara will explain. Amar le Rav Chama le Rav Chizda maikamer. What exactly is Rav saying? Ilema echad amar chamesh v'loy shtayim. That one of them said it was five, not two. V'echad amar shtayim v'lo chamesh. And one of them said it was two and not five. Habachishi yadadi. They're contradicting each other. And then, in such a case, everybody would agree, and it's obvious, we don't even need to teach that, that you don't have two Naziris, you don't have five Naziris, you have nothing. Ela echol amer achas v'shtayim. But rather, as the language meine, that they counted out, seems to indicate that one said one and two. Ve'echol amer sholish arba v'chamesh. And the other said, and three, four, five. And in such a case, then that's considered nechloka a dusan, because one said one and two, the other said three, four, five. Asks the Gemara, if that's the pshat, halomali, the one who says three, four, five could say, why do I have to say one and two? Hashta yesh lomar chamirta amar, since the chamar already said it, kilta lo amar, is it going to be more lenient that I didn't mention the one and two? It's not logical. It's obvious that when I say three, four, five, I mean to add to one and two. So then, in such a case, why would it be that Beis Hillel would be moda in such an instance? If Beis Hillel says that if one of the Edom says five and the other says two, that there is a Naziris of two, certainly, if one of them says one, two, and the other said, and there was three, four, five, then in such a case, at least you have one and two. Amri b'marava, therefore they conclude in Eretz Yisrael, ein hachasha b'moine, that Beis Hillel will be of the opinion that if it's moine, that one of them said one, two, the other said three, four, five, there is no hachasha, and that means that two nazirus are kept. Hadron alach misha oimer, baruch Hashem, we've now finished the third perek in Maseches Nazir. We begin Perek number 4. And those are the halachos of when someone takes Nazirus and his friend hears and says, Me too, iguana. He says that he also wants it. Misha amar areini nazir. Someone says, I will be a nazir. Vishama chaver va'amar va'ani. Va'ani. And a friend hears it and says, Me too, I also want to. Va'ani means another friend says, Me too. So you have Reuven took nazir, Shimon says, Ani. And Levi also says, Ani. Kulam nazirim. The halach is that they're all nazirim. Hutar harisha. What happens if Reuven comes along and he does She'ela on his Naziris? She'ela, of course, means that he goes to the Rav, and the Rav asks questions. If you had realized that you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush on Friday night, would you have become a Nazir? And he says, I wouldn't have. So then he becomes Mutter, then Hutru Kulan. Then all of them become Mutter. Why? Because they were Matpis, the Naziris of Reuven. Hutter Achron, Achron, Mutter V'Kulan Asur. But what happens if Levi has She'ela done, and his Naziris is undone, but the first and second, Reuven Shimon's, are standing. Amar reini nazir v'shama chavera v'amar pi kepiv v'sa'ari kisa'aro. If his friend hears and says, his mouth is going to be like mine, which presumably means that I won't have wine products, and my hair is going to be like his, and let it grow. Hareza nazir, that's an obvious hatpasa as well, and is an effective Naziris. Hareini nazir. A man says, I'm going to be a Nazir, Rishama Ishtai, and his wife hears, Vamra Va'ani, and she says, Me too, Mefer Shalah, Vishaloi Kayim. Then the husband could be made for his wife's Naziris, because the Naziris works as some form of Neder. There's a Chakira Yedua in the Achronim. When someone becomes a Nazir, are they making the Chafetz of wine usher to them, like a neder? We know, we've discussed already in the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, that a neder is that you make the chefetz usher to you, and a shavua, the Ran says in the beginning of Nedarim, is when you make yourself, it's an iser gavra, you make yourself usher to the chefetz. So that is a chakira, probably a machlekes rishonim. How do we look at nazirus? Do we look at nazirus as making the chefetz usher to you, like every case of neder, or is it an iser gavra? Mefarshim point out that the lashon of Nazirus seems to be focusing on what he's doing to himself. Hareini Nazir, it's a proclamation to himself. Nazirus, he's describing that he is going to be Poresh. On the other hand, the halacha is that even Yayin Shel Mitzvah, as we made reference to beforehand, is going to be Aser on a Nazir, because the Yayin is Aser to him. And it would not be considered as if it was Mushba V'Omed Mehar Sinai on the Yayin, because the Mushba V'Omed is on the Gavra and not on the Cheftza. Why do I mention this now? By the way, if you want to look into this, the Achiezer and Chelik Beis Yoredei Simen Chaf discusses this. But for our purposes, it's relevant, because from our Mishnah, it's the simple reading of our Mishnah, once again, is that it seems to be like a neder. It's identical to a neder that the husband could be mefer it, just like a husband is mefer his wife's nedarim. Either way, v'shama ishtoi v'amra v'ani mefer shaloh v'shaloh kayim. He could be mefer hers, her naziris, and his will remain. Hareini nazir, if a woman says, I'm going to be a nazir, v'shama ba'la v'amra v'ani, and the Baal says, I also, Eina yachol lahafir. Then he cannot be mefer his wife's neder of Naziris. And the reason for that is that the whole way in which he was creating his Naziris, when he said Vani, is he wants to tap into his wife's Naziris. So that is a passive acceptance of his wife's Naziris, and therefore he can no longer be mefer his wife's neder. Hareini nazir, Va'at. The husband says, I'm going to be a Nazir and you too. Va'amra, amen. She says, amen. Let it be. Then the halacha is, Mefer Eshelah V'Shaloi Kayim. Then he could be made for her neder, because he formulated her neder as separately from his. He says, it's going to be my neder and yours, and his remains. Hareini Nazira Va'ata. If she says, I am going to be a Nazir. Now, the wife says, I'm going to be a Nazir. And you, my husband, are going to be Va'amar Amen. He says, Amen. Ain't a Yachal Hafer. He can't be Mefer, because once again, we view that statement of Amen as being connected to her Naziris, and that in itself is a passive acceptance of her. her nazirus. Today's daf concludes with one clarification about this Mishnah. Yosef Reish Lakish kamed Reb Yehuda Nesiya. Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Reb Yehuda Nesiya v'yosef ka'amar, and he was explaining, v'hu she'tfisu kulan b'sayich k'dei dibur. The only time that we say that the hatpasa works is if it's said in the expression of Chazal of Toch Kedei Dibur, and finally, this is one of the Gemaras that actually defines what Toch Kedei Dibur is. It appears in Shavuos Lamed Beis as well. We've heard this expression as well, often, that things have to be done Toch Kedei Dibur, within a period of a statement. And in this case, Hatfasa could only be done within Toch Kedei Dibur. Kama, what is the length of that period of time? Kama Toch Kedei Dibur, three lines of Banu Chafam Beis, Kedei She'ela Shalom. The amount of time it takes to ask peace, in other words, say hello. V'kamei k'dei she'eimer shalom. What exactly is that statement? K'dei she'eimer shalom talmid l'rav. The amount of time it would take for a talmid to say shalom Rebbe Umayri. The Gemara is going to continue going on to Shabbos's daf. Exactly what is that amount of period of time and the halachic implications for that in terms of hatfasa. In today's daf, on daf chaf, we had learned three different mishnayos and an analysis of those three mishnayos. Number one, we had important machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. If someone takes nazirus in chutzlars and then goes to Eretz Yisrael, everybody agrees that there was a knas that they need to keep a nazirus again in Eretz Yisrael. According to many Rishonim, it's because we're afraid that people eventually are going to think that you don't need to keep Nazirus after you become Tameh, to the point that the Rishonim explained that that's why Beis Hillel says that the halacha is that even though Midrash bought Minatorah, all the Nazirus was kept, nevertheless, if they kept 7 years, like the case of Ilanei Amalka, they still have to do another 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, so that people will not be Mekel when they are Tameh for Nazirus. Of course, the poignant point that Midrash Banan Chutz La'aretz is Tameh, the Gemara had a discussion whether it's the Gush of Chutz La'aretz is Tameh, or even the Avir is Tameh. The Gemara had a Havamina that was Machlokas Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. We concluded that in Sefer Taharis, in Seder Taharis, Shida Tevu Migdal, if a person passes in a box, is a Nafgamina for that question. Finally, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that according to the Maskanas HaGemara, in the case of Ilane Hamalka, that she kept 7 years, like the opinion of Beis Hillel, when she came to Eretz Yisrael, but he just simply argued historically that some had said that she kept 21 years in Nazirus. They assumed, like the opinion of Beis Hillel, that she had become Tame at the end of 14 years, and then, like the opinion of Beis Hillel, she had to keep 21 years. The Gemara precludes the possibility that Rabbi Yehuda would be following the Shita of Beis Shammai due to a series of questions, and ultimately the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda just simply is arguing about what had happened, that she had not become Tame in the end. We then had a important machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If there's a disagreement amongst Edim about how many Naziros a person accepted upon themselves, we learned in the Mishnah Tezayin Amud Aleph that a person could accept different sets of Naziros, and at the end of each set they bring a carbon and shave. And there's a machlokes, what happened amongst Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? What happens if the Edim don't testify exactly the same material? In other words, if Beis Shammai says that if the Edim say that it was two, and one individual, according to Maskan of the Gemara, says that the Nazirus was for 2 years and the other for five. So then, in such a case, Beis Shammai says that we view the Edus as contradicting. We can't combine the statement of one Ed and the other Ed if they don't give uniform testimony. And Beis Hillel seems to be of the opinion that they don't need to give uniform testimony if they clearly both agree that there was at least 2 years, so then there's going to, or two statements of Nazirus, then in such a case there's going to be a full two statements of Nazirus, and we're going to have to ignore 3, 4, and 5. The Perek concludes where the Gemara clarifies and says that according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, he would hold the same, would apply if one aide said he took Nazirus 1 and 2, and the second aide said 3, 4, 5, even though he didn't say 1 or 2, clearly it's clear that he means to concur with 1 and 2 as well, because he started with 3, 4, and 5. Finally, Perek Mi Sha'omar talks about an individual who takes Nazirus upon himself, and someone else hears, and he says, Hain, and our Gemara concludes that that will work only if it's done Toch Kedei Dibur. If a woman takes a Nazirus and her husband hinges his Naziris upon her Naziris, then he can't be made for her Naziris. Otherwise, Naziris is similar to Neder in the sense that a husband could be made for the Naziris. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf in Maseches Nazir.